And what about the ceremony that they would have for?
That's a funeral.
You ever heard that call anything different?
No.
And what about the people there who were dressed in black?
Oh, they're mourners.
Yeah. You ever heard them call anything different?
No.
And say somebody meets you on the street and ask you, well, how are you today? And you're not either good or bad. You might say, well, I'm
pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm so-so.
The disease of the joints, what do you usually call that?
I call it arthritis.
Do you ever hear that called anything else?
I probably have, but I can't recall.
Is that the same thing as rheumatism, or is there a difference?
Difference. Rheumatism has to do with muscles.
Mm-hmm. Arthritis of the joints?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the disease, cause you get a very sore throat, get blisters on the inside of your throat, sometimes children would choke to death. I think after World War I, they put the ship test for it.
Anthrax. Diphtheria.
Which term would be more common, right?
Diphtheria. But no one would know about it now because it's not even prevalent. A person who just finished high school wouldn't even ever heard of diphtheria. DPT. It's a shot you give your own kids.
Yeah, that's why I come.
Diphtheria, polio, and tetanus shot. Combination.
I was a kid right in the middle of the polio scare in the early 50s.
That's right.
I remember that.
The polio shots and all the boosters you had to take.
Mm-hmm. I remember my mother wouldn't let me go to the park and places like that.
That's right. Scare was over. Like the flu scare this year.
I wonder how bad that stuff really was.
What, the flu?
Yeah, that.
None.
Swine flu.
Some guy already thought about it, it'd be a good idea to make some stuff and sell it.
Make a little money off it.
Yep.
The disease would make you turn yellow, that's...
It's a disease not, but you turn your jaundice, and one of the diseases is you get from it is hepatitis. It's almost a disease not, but there's infectious hepatitis too.
Now if you had your appendix taken out, that would an attack of what?
Appendicitis.
And if you eat something that won't stay down, you say you had to...
Throw it up.
Any extra polite term for that?
Yes. It's not polite, but it's the right word, regurgitate. Mm-hmm. That's how worse than throw up.
Yeah. What about cruder terms?
Puked. Yeah. That's a bad
one.
He puked all over the place.
And if someone had to throw up, you would say he was sick where?
Sick on his stomach.
Now, say that someone, say you hadn't seen your daughter in a while and she comes to visit you, what would you say to her to let her know that you were, happy to see her? Say, I'm glad to see you.
I am very happy that you have come home again. Something like that.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you.
I'd probably say something different. Emotional, something emotional, Yeah. If I hadn't seen her in a long time.
You ever heard people use the expression proud or glad, like I'm proud to see you?
Yes, I heard the expression.
Is it very common now? Or
no. No. Different meaning of glad and proud.
Well, what exactly would that be?
I think that gladness has to do with happiness. Mm-hmm. And proud is some kind of esteem that you get, for being with someone.
Now, if a boy keeps going over to a girl's house, when they go out together, you say he's doing what to her?
He's dating her, or going and steady with her.
Any older terms you remember there?
Courting.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, that's about my extent. Mm-hmm.
And he would be her what?
Her boyfriend, steady, beau, sweetheart.
Yeah.